Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying the subject of the power of prayer. Samuel Chadwick once wrote, "The one concern of the devil is to keep Christians from praying. He fears nothing from prayerless studies, prayerless work, or prayerless religion. He laughs at our toil, mocks at our wisdom, but trembles when we pray." There is power to be had in this thing we call prayer. James tells us that the effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous person avails much. That means that it gets what it goes after. God wants you to be a person of prayer who gets what you ask for. It was Jesus himself who encouraged the asking. He said, "Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Jesus himself encouraged persistent, heartfelt, and sincere asking in prayer, promising that with the asking there would come an answer. How does a person get started in this endeavor we call prayer? First of all, it's vital to recognize that prayer is very simply communication with God. It is communing with God. It is a two-way conversation. For many centuries, people have seen prayer as simply a one-way street where they would labor endlessly with many words, repetitiously and vainly, sending up what they hoped was prayer to God. And yet God fully intended that prayer be communion with him. James 4:8 tells us to draw near to God and he will draw near to you. He did not say, "Draw near to God and say 1,000 words of prayer and then go about your business." Instead, the promise says, if you will draw near to God, God himself will draw near to you. There will be communion when you go to prayer. One very vital aspect of prayer is that it requires time. When two people fall in love, they long to spend time together, talking with one another. They spend time communicating the depths of their hearts. So it is in your relationship with God. Prayer is the method of communication with the Lord. However, you must set aside time to spend, to pour out your heart to God and to hear God's heart towards you. His heart is revealed in his word and by his Holy Spirit to your heart. One caution I have to say is simply this: don't get caught up in how much time you are praying. You can become prideful if you think you pray so many hours a day, or you can feel under guilt or condemnation if you feel that the amount of time you pray is small. A person who spends time with a sweetheart, a loved one, isn't watching the clock and then deciding based on the number of ticks on the clock that they've spent enough time today with that person. And it shouldn't be that way when you go to prayer with God. Don't look at your watch and say, "Okay, I've prayed so much, I can stop now." God wants your prayer time to truly be communion time with one whom you love. So setting aside time to pray is absolutely vital for you to have success in this endeavor of prayer. Martin Luther once wrote, "It is a good thing to let prayer be the first business in the morning and the last in the evening. Guard yourself against such false and deceitful thoughts that keep whispering, 'Wait a while, in an hour or so I will pray. I must finish this first or finish that.' thinking such thoughts, we get away from prayer into other things that will hold us and involve us till the prayer of the day comes to naught. We know from the scriptures that Jesus had very specified times of prayer. In Mark 1:35, we read, "And in the early morning, while it was still dark, he arose and went out and departed to a lonely place and was praying there." So we see that Jesus would rise early in the morning before light and would go and spend time praying before the press of the crowds and the pressure of his day began. Sometimes we find that the Lord spent the night in prayer, as mentioned in Luke 6:12. And it was at this time that he went off to a mountain to pray, and he spent the whole night in prayer to God. Setting aside specified times of prayer each day is vital for you to be successful in developing a consistent prayer life. Just as important is setting aside a place of prayer. We live in a day when the distractions of the world are multiplied. We have sound coming at us from every side, whether it's from television sets, cellular telephones, computers, radios blasting, the noise of the city, whatever it may be, there is a tremendous onslaught of input to our senses from the world. And these things will absolutely distract you from praying. That's why I really believe it's vital to set aside a quiet place of prayer. In Matthew 6:6, Jesus said this, "When you pray, go to your room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." Jesus recognized the need to shut out the things of the world. He said here, "Go to your room and shut the door." And it was the idea of completely shutting off the world to go into that place of prayer, in the place of quiet with the Lord. Jesus often went to a mountain to pray, we see in Scripture, or into the wilderness. Luke 5:16 says, "But he himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray." In Mark 6:46, we find this, "And after bidding them farewell, he departed to the mountain to pray." Jesus would remove himself from the crowds and from the pressures of life to get time alone with the Father. We are no less in need of such a place of prayer. Set aside time specified for prayer in your life. Set aside a place of prayer. How do you go about praying once you do those two things? Lamentations 2:19 says, "Pour out your heart like water before the presence of the Lord." This is an injunction to pray with heartfelt honesty, intensity, openness before the Lord. Spurgeon once said this, "There is no need for us to go beating around the bush and not telling the Lord distinctly what it is that we crave at his hands, nor will it be seemly for us to make any attempt to use fine language, but let us ask God in the simplest and most direct manner for just the things that we want." God already knows what we need, the scriptures tell us, and yet he still requires of us the asking. He tells us to come to him in prayer, to ask for what we need, to pour out our heart before him, to come and commune with him. And then when you're in that place of prayer, sharing your heart with the Lord, you must spend time waiting on God, listening to see his word to you. Prayerfully reading through the scripture during your prayer time is a good way to listen for the voice of the Lord and the word of the Lord to you that day. Just recently, I was praying and I was specifically asking the Lord about whether or not I should proceed to take a certain missions trip to a foreign nation and speak in a conference there. I began to go through my regular devotional reading for that particular day, and I came across Proverbs 25:25, and in it God spoke to me as if the lights went on. The scripture reads, "Like water to a weary soul, so is good news from a distant land." And in that prayer time, which was dedicated specifically for receiving an answer from God about that issue, God spoke to me directly from His Word. Spend time listening, reading His Word, asking the Holy Spirit to prompt you and to show you what it is you need to hear from God, and God will speak to you as well when you speak with Him in prayer. That's all the time we have for today. Join us tomorrow as we continue this study on the power of prayer. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.